Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday, the 19th of October in the year 2021. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Pierre, and welcome to this week's edition of GPTV as we face beautiful freedom on-site auctions. It's all happening, Phil. Are you starting to get excited?
Well, Gary, look, I've temperature tested the mood of the consumer. I was out and about on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, going for walks, and I'd go up to people, just random strangers, and I'd say, are you ready to get back on-site auctions? And overwhelming the response has been, we've missed it and we can't wait. Although it is going to be somewhat awkward, Gary, this weekend, where we have to have no more than 50 double vaccinated people in attendance. So that's going to be an interesting thing to control. I'm not sure how we're going to do it, but no doubt, Gary, we are adapters. We are a highly evolutionary species, real estate agents, much like cockroaches, actually.
Phil, we're going to get a double vax fact-checking machine of which we can scan over people and say, you've been double vaxxed, you can go in. It'll kind of be like being a doorman, you know, because you've always wanted to be a bit of a doorman, a bit of a fashion icon. You like to judge people on their fashion, say, look, I'm sorry, but you just didn't quite cut the mustard over there to the left. You can go to the, you can come inside, madam, sir. So, you know, we're going to be those sort of people now, Phil, because that's what we're...
You know what you're going to be, Gary? Just to use the doorman concept and the vaccine concept. You're actually going to be the vaccine bitch, aren't you?
Exactly right. We're going to be the vaccine auction bitches. That's us, Phil. And we just can't wait for it.
We mean that in the nicest possible, you know, consumer-friendly way. Bitches are... Bitch, whilst is technically a feminine term, we use that as both feminine and masculine and as an inclusive term as possible.
It's a warm, inclusive, politically correct term now, Phil. It's not what it used to be when we grew up. Now it's an embracing term, Phil. And we're continuing to be in political correct land here and loving every minute of it. Look, we did speak...
Gary, go on. Sorry.
We did speak last week about the five reasons why online auctions are better. And I think that raised a few eyebrows, Phil, my eyebrows that need a bit of a shave and a bit of a cleanup, Phil. But I know you spoke to a lot of people on that very quick two-hour walk, that permissible period, because you'd never go over, of course, out any more than that. But, Phil, we are going to be on site. And I think last week we spoke about why online was better. And it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek. But, Phil, we're going to go back now and talk about why on-site is better. And,
the cynics that watch this show, Gary, would simply say, look, you know what, you guys will give a big rap for whatever you happen to be doing at the time. And the cynic that's saying, thinking that right as we speak, you are absolutely right. We are the sort of people that whatever we're doing in that moment is the best possible thing we could be doing. But we change like the wind, Gary, now that we're back. On-site auctions have always been the very best way to sell real estate, Gary. And let's go with the top five. I know that you put a lot of work into this. What's your number one?
In the top five there being the real estate chameleons that we are, Phil, the number one reason right on top of the list is crowd energy. Now, they're not necessarily in order of importance, but crowd energy, Phil, let's talk a bit about crowd energy.
Well, Gary, for anybody that's ever done anything as a leader with crowds, you'll understand that there is an energy with crowds. Sometimes it can be for good. Sometimes it can be for evil, Gary. But ultimately, crowds develop their own energy and auctions develop their own crowd momentum, which is very, very hard to achieve on Zoom. Even though, Gary, we did the most incredible Zoom auctions. Nobody auctions on Zoom like we auction on Zoom. But the energy is very different when you're standing there where people are eyeballing each other. Energy is everything. And if you don't believe in energy, you've got no right to watch the show.
Now, we're just going to say this is a bit of an editor's note here, that the claims and the comments here don't necessarily reflect the views of those that have written or presented it, but it's a contrary view to last week. So let's just move on, Phil, and talk about...
The crowd energy is number one.
Yeah, and emotional, and this is the top five. I hope we've got our little logo down there on the screen. Phil, our new little, you know, beautifully designed logo from our marketing team. Charged the fortune, but it's worth it. Phil, the second one is emotional connection, and I'm going to just talk a bit about that, Phil, because there's no question that when you're standing in somebody's lounge room, which we won't be able to do for a while anyway, but when we're in their garden, in their back garden, perhaps, maybe, that's where the auctions will be held, and you say, look, this is the garden that your children will be, late, you know, running around. This is the garden where you'll be relaxing. Like, this might be the garden that you end up actually spending the rest of your life in and beyond if you actually get, you know, buried in that garden, Phil, because some people do that in some places as well. Phil, this is the property that you're going to be living in when you're out the front, looking at that beautiful Federation-style property or the period home or maybe the modern home, and you think, this is going to be my life in this house. There is an emotional connection, isn't there?
There's no question, Gary. Whilst on Zoom we show photos of the property, there's nothing quite like standing there in front of it, knowing that you're either going to achieve your dreams or you're going to have them ripped from you by somebody else. The bottom line is when you're standing there, looking at it, smelling at it, feeling everything about it, seeing the neighbours, there is that emotional connection that you just cannot get on Zoom.
Yes, very opposite to what we talked about last week with some of the neighbours, but we're going to talk about an emotional connection of you wanting to move in and buy that house, Phil. Now, number three reason is it's called the Smoky Joe factor, Phil. We know what the Smoky Joe is. Joe or Josephine, by the way, to be politically correct, can be either, and they can both identify as either. But, Phil, we are talking now about the person that rocks up on the day, that kept a low profile or maybe never even saw the property before. Now, they're not going to do that on Zoom, are they, Phil? And they do account for a small percentage, yet a percentage that can make an impact at the auction.
Well, we reckon up to 10% of our buyers under normal circumstances, pre-COVID, pre-Zoom, up to 10% of our properties were often sold to people that had driven past or had been meaning to go and see the property. I think this is an important concept. A lot of people will see the property online. They'll go, yeah, I must get out and see that. And often the next thing they know, they wake up that morning, oh, that property is being auctioned today. I'll drive to the auction. So they've never been there. They've never interacted with us, but they can come on the day. Up to 10% of our properties achieve that, what we call the Smoky Joe, which is the most stupid description. I don't know who coined Smoky Joe, but Smoky Joe has become part of the real estate lexicon. Lexicon? Is lexicon a word? Yeah, I think it is.
Lexicon, I think it might be.
Lexicon.
There's some banging going on. No one's breaking into your house at the moment, are they?
No, just a bit of I'm not sure what that is, and I probably can't say what it is.
It's actually, I saw a meme the other day about somebody that was going to the CES, and they said occupation burglar, you know, wanting some government funding. Occupation burglar, reason for out of work, everybody's home. So it hasn't been very good if you've been a burglar, has it? It hasn't been good for business at all.
We don't have a lot of criminals that watch the show, Gary, but I suppose that's a new target audience.
Well, we'd like to think we appeal to everybody, Philip. We don't discriminate. If you're part of the world, joining GPTV.
Gary, this is a show for every man and every woman and every person, because every man, woman and person does need shelter, and that's what we do, Gary. We are in the business of providing shelter to humankind.
The masses. That's what we're prepared to do, Phil. That's our contribution to society. Let's move on, Phil, to number four of the reasons why on-site auctions are better, and that would be family and friends support. So how many auctions are there where that plays a hand in the outcome, Phil?
Gary, well, we would see this literally every week and sometimes at every auction. In fact, I'd say to you, at most auctions, particularly particularly amongst the first home buyers, you know, mum and dad will come, or the best mate will come, or and they'll come along. And often if mum and dad are there, there is a famous and very well capitalized bank now called BOMAD, which is the Bank of Mum and Dad. So, you know, Bank of Mum and Dad doesn't arrive at every Zoom auction, but often, you know, they'll say, look, darling, I'll come with you to the auction. I'll come and just, you know, help you relax and calm down, and let alone what happens. BOMAD gets going towards the end of the auction, where all of a sudden, look, darling, I'll give you another 1,000, I'll give you another 5,000, and some very generous parents give, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But, you know, we just don't get BOMAD appearing at the auctions.
And Phil, auction. you're right. And you'll get, you know, you'll get cases where dad will step in and, you know, mum will step in and say, look, I'll put in another 5,000. I don't really need that holiday. And then dad will go, you know what? I'll put another 10,000. I don't really need that prostate operation. I can hold out a bit longer. It's okay. So, you know, you get those sort of situations where mums and dads, they throw in their funding field. They do what they can to help their kids buy, you know, or close friends or partners, you know, they'll say, look, let's just put a bit extra on the table to help you buy this property.
Okay, so that was item number four. Item number five, Gary, will take a lot of people by surprise, but it's something that we've done so effectively. We did get one, and it was so effective, we got two.
And we'll soon start an international franchise, Phil, of auctions all around the world. It's the Gary Peart coffee van, Phil, the number five reason why on-site auctions are better. Phil, what are we putting in those coffees to get people jumping and jittering?
Well, Gary, a lot of people come and say, look, you know, I have a decaf. And of course we go, of course we'll give you a decaf. Unbeknownst to them, we don't serve decaf and never will serve decaf because decaf doesn't have caffeine in it. And caffeine is one of the fastest drugs, Gary, that enters the bloodstream. There's two drugs that enter the bloodstream incredibly quickly. One is caffeine, well-known fact. The second is Coke. Cocaine. Now, we have thought about serving cocaine at our auctions, but we are serving caffeine. Maybe, Gary, one day there will be a time where, you know, somebody will stand there with a plate, as some footballers' wives have been seen to do, but not yet. But we serve coffee with caffeine in it, and it does stimulate the bidding somewhat, and it's completely legal for those of you that are thinking that's an illegal activity. No, it's not. But we do, but in truth, what does the coffee van do, Gary? It does, Gary. It brings the neighbours. It brings a good spirit. It brings a kind of festive atmosphere, which does relax people, which makes for a better auction. So, you know, we have covered every single psychological base possible.
And as the lawyer from the castle said, it's the vibe, it's the marbo, you know, it brings all of that to the auction field. It brings a vibe, it brings an energy, it brings some fun. You know, we like to ensure that people have a good time, Philip, that they drink up, enjoy. Order, we've got coffee, we've got chocolates, we've got some music, we've got some stuff going on there. The coffee van is a party place to be, Phil, and it brings a good vibe to the auction. So five reasons, Phil, and that's what's going on out there. I think we're going to talk about some of our results from the weekend because we had some amazing results from the weekend and last week. And this is the other thing, before we get into them, Phil, a bit of a case study, interesting case study. 107 Taronga Road, Glen Iris, was opened to the public on, I think, Monday. And it was auctioned, lo and behold, the following, I think it was Tuesday, Phil, I think it was an eight-day campaign. No, Wednesday. So it was a nine-day campaign, Phil. And let me tell you, in those 9 days, we created excitement, interest, a massive competition. Now, that property was sold by a real estate agent as the vendor, so we thank her for giving us the opportunity to sell and represent her. But six bidders, Philip, took this property beyond its initial range, which we reviewed. Range and reserve on the day was within the range of 1.2 to 1.32. Philip sold for $1,530,000 with six bidders. Is 9 days enough time to market an auction of property, Phil?
Well, in fairness, Gary, I think this property was online for a little bit longer than those 9 days. So it had gone online. There was a little
much
bit
longer.
Okay, there was a little bit
longer.
There's a little bit of time, maybe. But look, I think certainly the short campaign is something that has been done successfully now multiple times coming out of lockdown, in terms of the lockdown where we're able to get people physically through properties. I think you're going to see more and more short campaigns, and we have talked about this on GPTV before, but I think you're going to see more and more short campaigns being something as part of the real estate program as opposed to just a COVID response. I think the consumer today, given the fact that they're so internet friendly, they're so FaceTime friendly, they're so teched in 24/7, that I think you will see a lot of properties probably go from a traditional 4-week campaign to maybe a 3 and often 2 weeks.
Yeah, everything's changing, Philip. We're questioning everything. Everything that we thought was the way it should be, We're questioning everything. It's sort of like, you know, we're out questioning Santa, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy. Everything's been questioned. All the things we've taken for granted, Phil, we've got to start saying, is it really need to be like that? Is it true? Is it real? Well, 4-week campaigns, Phil, may well start to become something of the past based on that one. Anyway, a second sort of theme for the week, but we'll stick with the first with the 5 reasons why on-site auctions are better. Get on with our sales, Phil, at 12 Brook Street. Well, I had the pleasure of auctioning that on the weekend on Saturday. 7 bidders took that way beyond its expected sale price, Philip. Went to $1,510,000. Leo Samuel auctioned 205 Murrumbina Road in Murrumbina, Philip. Some images of that now. That went off the charts and was a wildly unexpected result, Philip, with $1,450,000 with 10 bidders. 12 Goulet Street, Phil, I think that was your auction, and I think that went very well.
It was, Gary. I think we had 4 people bidding with a couple that didn't get into the process. A gorgeous two-story terrace. I mean, I think that every time we get a two-story terrace, Victorian terrace, whatever we think it's going to make, it always makes more than what we think, because you just can't put a value on the emotional connection that a buyer has with a two-story terrace. They're one of those things that doesn't matter how old you are or what style of real estate you're looking for, when you see them, you just fall in love.
Indeed, Phil. And that's
sold hundreds of thousands of dollars over the reserve, Gary.
Indeed, it was. 27 Nepean Highway, Elstwick, Phil. We're sort of going around the suburbs here. Sold for $1,362,000. 3 strong bidders for that. So I've got to say, Phil, a very strong weekend. Now, how about the clearance rate? So it's time for us to do some boasting, isn't it? And put up those.
Well, Gary, we sold 24 out of 25 auctions. The industry clearance rate was 87%. I mean, look, 24 out of 25. I actually would round that up and say we had 100% success rate.
That would be untrue, Phil.
No, it's not, because, Gary, you round up. Right, you round. I mean, you know, 24 out of 25. You round up to the nearest. You always round up to the nearest 5.
Is it? Right? Look, I'm worried about your house at the moment because I saw someone moving some furniture out behind you. So I don't think there's a burglar in there. I think there might be. Phil, 96% is a very, very strong.
And that's what I say, Gary. You round up, right?
I'm not just put the towers there at 96%.
Put up the towers. We had 100%.
No, we didn't. Chip it down. 96%. Don't be cheap with those towers. Now change them back. Thanks. 96% against the industry average of 87%. That's not bad. You could round them both up to 100 if you wanted to, but 96%.
No, but you could round up the industry to 90%. You could round us up to 100%. I don't know why you always let the facts get in the way of a good story.
What was the problem that's passed in? Because I think that we stood down the age to get the pass of the problem.
Well, that agent did go on Zoom at our Zoom sales meeting and absolutely declare that he has got a lot of interest in that property now and expects that it will be sold within the next few days.
We're only joking. That property will get sold in the next few days, and it's a fine agent that's representing it. Phil, lots of properties to review, lots of stuff coming up. Should we start getting into them?
I think we have to, Gary. As much as I'd love to banter on with you and have this, you know, very clever, you know, what's the word you, not banter,
repertoire, Phil.
Repertoire. No, it's not repertoire. Anyway.
Repartee.
Repartee, you know, very clever, witty repartee. Let's get stuck into some property, shall we?
Phil, we've got over 30 auctions commencing as early as today, actually, Phil. We are at 6:30 tonight, number 7 Russell Street in Caulfield South. Now, you're doing 4 midweek auctions this week, but that is a wonderful 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, great-looking property. And, Phil, you know a bit about this one. This one's going up tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. and that's 64 Balaclava Road. Tell us a little bit about
Gary, that. Gary, I love that house. That's a Fuchs house, an Ernest Fuchs house. That's on the corner of Balaclava Road and Orong Road. One of the best postmodernist examples you'll see of the time. It's just an enchanting home, a home that we've had good response to, as you would expect. It's a bit of a local landmark.
Absolutely. No question about it, Philip. We are going to be having 2 auctions on the 21st. That's Thursday, Phil. 33 Estelle Road at 5 o'clock. Now, that is a spectacular home.
Well, Estelle Road's a great address, and this is a big family home with everything that you'd ever want in a big family home. That will go well. Estelle Road's are just a great location with the tram on your doorstep, Baker Blue on your doorstep, and Caulfield Park on your doorstep. Doesn't get much better than that, Gary.
One of the best offerings, of course, that is in Caulfield North that you'll see this spring, Philip, 145 Bamber Road, another beautiful home that we're looking forward to auctioning also on Thursday at 6 p.m.
Great parcel of land there, Gary, together with the gorgeous Art Deco house. You could go either way, the renovation of, or move in, of course, or explore the land potential.
And don't we love Hughesdale, Phil, because we are auctioning there also on Thursday at 6:30, 1059 North Road is going to be auctioned by Simon Radonjic. And looking forward to it as well, Phil. We've got one at 14 Quinns Road also Wednesday. That will be happening at 5:30 on Wednesday. So lots of auction action, Phil, as we get into the weekend of auctions. Plenty happening there. We've got some double auction action on Saturday morning, Philip, in the heart of St Kilda in Eildon Court. Terrific looking two-bedroom, one-bathroom property. That's 2 at 4. Eildon Court, Philip, and Leo Samuel, I know, has the auction on us for that one and is looking forward to it. At the same time that's happening, Phil, you'll be at 10A Larch Street, this terrific-looking town residence, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. That looks like a cracker property, as does our 11:30 auctions, Philip. We're going to be doing the auction double, 11:30, 36A Bilson Street in Brighton East, wonderful 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, 2-car home. You are the auctioneer, meeting Leon Guzenfeder. While you're there, Philip, Leo Samuel Auctions 5 at 1129. Dandenong Road in Malvern East. We love Malvern East and we always do well there. Triple auction action Saturday, Philip, at 12:30, 3 at 10 to 12, Kinrade Street in Hughesdale. We're back there in Hughesdale. This time, Leo Samuel auctioning for Jack Slater, a terrific property, great location, 3 bedrooms. We're going to be in Murray Street, Philip. Jeremy Rosen's auctions in Murray Street, Caulfield, this terrific property that Darren Cromwell and his team has been handling, a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom property in a great block of 127 to 129 Murray Street. Phil, we move on to Dandenong Road at 12:30. We're going to have you auction there. This terrific block in Armidale now, 12:30 on Saturday, 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 1-car space. Looking forward to it. Phil, triple auction action on Saturday, 2:30, 5 at 233 Elmer Road. Jeremy Rosen's auctions, this terrific 2-bedroom apartment. And at 2:30 at the same time, 1248 Grange Road, Carnegie, is being auctioned by Leo Samuel in his hood in Carnegie. And Phil, 3:30, we're going to be in Scott Street in Bentley. This is a terrific 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom, parking for one. Ben Rothschild's been handling it. Jeremy Rosen's hopping over to Bentley. He knows it well. He'll be doing that auction. At the same time, Phil, you will be at East Brighton with Leon Guzenfeder selling number 5 and auctioning number 5, Bruce Street, Brighton East. Now, that is a great-looking property and it's attracted plenty of interest. And what a big home too. Plenty of accommodation, a huge stack of bedrooms, bathrooms, lots of parking. That's a serious property. Philip, we are going to round out Saturday. Graham Callan's going to have the last word at 4:30 p.m. in Nearham Road, in the hood, the Carnegie hood. That's GO6 at 253 Nearham Road. Let's move on to Sunday, Phil. We're going to kick off at 10:30 a.m. I'm going to have the pleasure of auctioning 2 Oak Grove in Ripponlea. Love it down there. Leon Guzenfeder's been handling that one, so I'm looking forward to having my pipped up coffee on the coffee van. Hopefully, Philip, coffee van will be out. 10:30 on Sunday. At the same time, or I should say an hour later, 11:30, we've got some auction action in Elsterwick, 8 at 81 St George's Road, Elsterwick, and Jeremy Rosens is the auctioneer there for Joel Sir, a terrific property in one of Elsterwick's undoubtedly best streets. Meeting my son Daniel Pierre at 2 at 14 Gardiner Street, Cardigan Street at 11:30. I'll be auctioning that one with him, looking forward to it, a great-looking property. And at 12:30, Philip, you can roll up your sleeves, get out of bed, have your first auction for the day, and that's a ripper auction, Phil. 202 at 1A Sebastopol Street in Caulfield North. Tell us a bit about that property.
Gary, that is a beautiful building, one of Caulfield North's finest new apartment buildings, and that is a fabulous apartment. What a lovely location in order to buy an apartment in, walking distance to everywhere you want to go, and also the fantastic Memorial Park just across the road, which seems to get a lot of family activity now.
It does indeed, Phil. Let's move on. 1:30, we've got double auction action, 406 77 Hawthorne Road. Jeremy Rosen's auctions, that terrific property. And I know Glenn Bricker's loved handling it. That's got 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, 2 parking spaces. And Phil, I'm going to be in Dandenong Road, 4 at 201 Dandenong Road with my son Daniel at 1:30 p.m. We've sold one in that building. It's a great spot. And if it doesn't get sold before auction, as many of these may, I'll be auctioning that one at 1:30 on Sunday. Phil, 18 Norwood Road. Well, I know that that's a property you're looking forward to auctioning because we've spoken about
it. I've sold this property before. It's always been popular because it was built by the son of the founder of Metricon, Gary, all those years ago. So they really knew what they were doing, and it was for himself. And it's just fantastic. It's been given a recent overhaul in terms of new kitchen and bathrooms. Everything's been freshened up. But Norwood Road's a fantastic location, and this is really a great example of architecture that gives you everything.
I do remember that home now, but it'll be a beauty to get and have a look at auction day. We're looking forward to it. Philip, you've got another terrific property at 2:30 you'll be auctioning. You're going to have a big finish on Sunday afternoon. 45 Bamborough Road, Caulfield North, Arlene Joffe. I've never seen her more excited about a property than this one, and I'm not surprised. Tell us a bit about it.
Gary, this is the house with everything because it's an incredible family home, but it's also kind of a bit of a dual key house where you could even, just by turning a few locks, turn this into three residences. So it functions beautifully as one, but you can have some income coming into that house by just a couple of closing doors because it's got self-contained areas. So whether it's a family home or an investment, the location is incredible, walking distance to Caulfield Park and the new East Caulfield Shopping Centre.
So that brings down the curtain for a busy weekend, Philip. Lots of auctions during the week, lots happening as well. I just want to mention another property that's happening in Norwood Road, Philip, not to take away an interest from number 18. It's in a slightly different price range, a more affordable bracket perhaps, but 23 Norwood Road. What a great looking house this is, a beautiful period home, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, lovely north-facing back garden, Philip. I've enjoyed working with the vendors of this one. I know you're going to enjoy auctioning that one a little bit longer down the track, Phil. I think we've spoken about 6 Mitchell Road, one of the best offerings in Caulfield North, Phil. That is also coming up pretty quickly. It's going to be auctioned on, I think it's Wednesday week or Thursday week, but that's a beautiful looking home. Have been some good interest in that. And Phil, we're going to also be auctioning this house at number five, Craddock Avenue. Make sure that's the right address. Pretty sure it is. If not, it will come up on the screen with what is the right address. But this house in Craddock Avenue is a spectacular
day. Gary, I'd welcome everybody to click on this one on our website because I've done a video tour there. I love that house. Designed by the late David Edelman, doing what David did best, which is creating incredible family homes. I don't reckon there's an architect that did them better. Beautiful block of land. Incredible solid brick house, complete with a swimming pool, in what I reckon has emerged as one of Caulfield North's finest pockets.
No question about it. It's beautiful, that street and the surrounds. And I haven't lost the plot yet, which is good. It is number 5 Craddock Avenue indeed. Phil, before we go, is there anything safer to buy than a bank? I'm not sure there is, Phil. It was a bank anyway, maybe not anymore. But love this commercial property that we're selling together with our partners, Gross Waddell, our co-partners in the sale here. 751 Centre Road, Bentley East. If you're looking for a great commercial property or opportunity, this is a ripper, isn't it?
It's what makes this so special is that little pocket of East Bentley just gets more and more gentrified. So, you know, the cafes that are opening up in that little strip are fantastic. But you've really got all of the best facilities there. But this property's on a corner, Gary. So if you're going to buy retail, corner exposure is so important. And on top of it, there is a car park directly behind. So, you know, what does a retailer want? They want exposure, but they want their access for their clients, their customers, to have an easy experience. So corner location, car park behind, emerging location, gentrifying area, all of the ingredients that you look for when you buy retail property.
Ticket every box for that terrific investment, Phil, right in the heart of buzzing Bentley East. And I know that there is now a place called Tahini Mary, Philip. It's also in Bentley East, just near the corner of Mackey Road on Centre Road. Open on Fridays, Phil. We're going to do a bit of a product plug here. And you've got to stand in the queue to get your falafel on Friday, your falafel bowl. But, gee, it's worth it. One of the features of the area as well.
In the interest of full disclosure, viewers, because we don't want to lead you somewhere which is good. Like, we'll never lead you anywhere that's not good, but we're leading you somewhere which is really good. But in interest of full disclosure, it is Gary's niece and nephew-in-law. So I just want to make sure if you go there and have a wonderful experience, we've helped you do something, but Gary will be receiving a few cents out of every bowl that does get sold.
That's not true, Phil. That's a great...
Well, it kind of is, because no doubt the more you plug them, the better their business. The better their business is, the more money they make. The more money they make, the better the birthday present they buy you, Gary. So you'll get it eventually.
I'm a bit behind with birthday presents from my niece and nephew, I think. So hopefully they'll catch up with that plague fill. And certainly if people go there and don't enjoy it, we don't know them. We know nothing about it. We said nothing. This is not recorded. It'll be erased, and that'll be the end of the show. Phil, we can recommend Tahini Dairy. Anyway, that's a big wrap on this mid-October, getting towards late October, GPTV edition. Phil, so much going on. We're back out. We're free. Well, a little bit more, you know, free than we were anyway. So let's just get out there. Do the auctions, be at the auctions, get on out, come and see us. Make sure you're double vaccinated. Otherwise, we can't see you, we can't speak to you, we can't touch you, we can't hear you. But we're looking forward to keeping you up to date with all the real estate news on GPTV. I'm Gary Peer.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fabulous double vaccinated week.
Bye for now.